新约圣经罗马书第十五章。
New Testament, Book of Romans, Chapter 15.
新约圣经罗马书第十五章。
Testament, Romans, Chapter 15.
我想早晨我们还是弟兄姊妹，我们轮把这一章圣经念过一遍。
Let's read alternately by brothers and sisters.
我们弟兄念一节，姊妹念一节。好，我们弟兄先来。我们坚固的人应当担待不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。我们个人勿要叫邻舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德行。因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，如经上所记，辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。但愿赐忍耐安慰的神叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣，一心一口荣神我们主耶稣基督的父。所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于神。我说基督是为神真理做了受割礼之人的执事，要证实所应许列祖的话，并叫外邦人因他的怜悯荣耀神，如经上所记。因此我要在外邦中称赞你，歌颂你的名。又说你们外邦人当与主的百姓一同欢乐。又说外邦啊，你们当赞美主，万民啊，你们都当颂赞他。又有以赛亚说，将来有耶西的根，就是那兴起来要治理外邦的，外邦人要仰望他。但愿使人有盼望的神因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。弟兄们，我自己深信你们是蛮有人，充足了诸般的知识，也能彼此劝诫。但我稍微放胆写信给你们，只是要提醒你们的记性，特因神所给我的恩典，使我为外邦人做基督耶稣的仆役，做神福音的祭司，教所献上的外邦人因着圣灵成为圣洁，可蒙悦纳。所以论到神的事，我在基督耶稣里有可夸的，除了基督借我做的那些事，我什么都不敢提，只提他借我言语作为，用神机奇事的能力并圣灵的能力，使外邦人顺服。甚至我从耶路撒冷直转到以利里谷，到处传了基督的福音。我立了志向，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得造在别人的根基上。就如经上所记，未曾闻知他信息的将要看见，未曾听过的将要明白。我因多次被拦阻，总不得到你们那里去，但如今在这里再没有可传的地方，而且这好几年我切心想望到西班牙去的时候可以到你们那里，盼望从你们那里经过，得见你们，先与你们彼此交往，心里稍微满足，然后蒙你们送行。但现在我往耶路撒冷去供给圣徒，因为马其顿和亚该亚人乐意凑出捐献给耶路撒冷圣徒中的穷人，这固然是他们乐意的，其实也算是所欠的债。因外邦人既然因在好处上有份，就当把养生之物供给他们。等我办完了这事，到这善果向你们交付明白，我就要路过你们那里往西班牙去。我也晓得去的时候 必带着基督丰盛的恩典而去。弟兄们，我借着我们主耶稣基督又借着圣灵的爱，劝你们与我一同竭力为我祈求神，叫我脱离在犹太不顺服的人，也叫我为耶路撒冷所办的捐献可蒙圣徒悦纳，并叫我顺着神的旨意欢欢喜喜地到你们那里与你们同得安息。愿赐平安的神常和你们众人同在。阿们。好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们何等的欢喜，早晨我们可以一同的来到你的面前。
Lord, how joyful we are we come this morning.
因为你实在是我们的牧人。
Because you are our shepherd.
你知道怎样保护我们。
You know how to protect us.
你也知道怎样来带领我们。
You know how to guide us.
你也用你自己的恩典的恩招招疗我们。
You call us by your grace.
我们感谢你，你这位好牧人，让我们常常可以来亲近你。
So that we can come close to you.
我们可以常常在你所引领我们的地方来享受你的安息。
We can enjoy the peace.
我们感谢你早晨再让我们一同的来到你的脚前。
Thank you, let's come before your feet this morning.
我们实在愿意把我们的心向主来敞开。
We would like to open our hearts to you.
主啊，用你自己恩惠的道再来说在我们的里面。
Oh, may you speak to us by your grace.
我们何等需要你。
We how we need you.
我们何等需要你在这里向我们吹气。
How we need you to give the Spirit to us.
你借着圣灵在这里来向我们开启。
Reveal yourself to us through the Holy Spirit.
我们承认人的话语是何等的软弱。
We know how man's words are weak.
求主你越过我们人一切的软弱。
May you beyond all our weaknesses.
让我们在你面前同的蒙恩。
Let us to receive grace from you.
我们心里所盼望的就是你的同在。
What we hope is your presence.
将你自己的同在更丰满的显明在你的教会当中。
May you be with us abundantly at your church.
我们仰望你的怜悯。
We look upon your mercy.
你垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣。主基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们感谢主，现在读到罗马书第十五章。
Praise the Lord. Now we are at chapter 15.
可能弟兄姊妹不知道在前面这些十四章的内容是不是都记得很清楚。
I wonder, do you still remember the former 14 chapters?
那么我们知道罗马书一共分为三个大的段落。
We know the book of Romans is divided into three paragraphs.
第一章到第八章是头一段。
Chapter 1-8 is portion 1.
讲到神的救恩是何等的完全。
It talks of the perfect salvation of God.
我们这些犯了罪的人。
Like、us,
我们亏缺了神的荣。
For short glory of God.
我们在世上没有指望，没有神。
Hopeless, we were no.
我们都落在神的震怒之下。
We were in the wrath of God.
虽然我们今天感觉不到神的震怒。
Even we don't feel the wrath of God.
但是有的神还常常提醒我们。
But God often reminds us.
你看见在这末世的时候，多少地方在那里地震
？You see the end of the days, how many earthquakes?
但是这些地震好像都没有临到我们的身上。
But when the earthquake is not come to us.
当你看见楼倒塌、有人压死的时候，你不要以为他们的罪比你更多。
When you see the people who died in the collapse of the buildings, don't think their sin is more than us.
主说你看见的时候，你要悔改。
But Lord says when you see them, you need repent.
你若不悔改，要和他们一同的灭亡。
If you don't repent, you will be doomed like them.
神是公义的神。
Our God is a righteous God.
他要审判一切的罪恶。
He will judge all.
当人还在罪恶当中的时候，当人远离神的时候，人天天都在神的震怒。
When people are sinned, when they departed from God, they under the wrath of God.
我们真的感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
从前我们还震怒之下。
We were under His wrath before.
但是感谢主的恩典。
Praise His grace.
今天我们蒙了何等大的怜悯。
We receive great mercy.
今天我们都成为神的儿女。
We become the children of God.
我们只因着简单的信，我们就得到这么大的恩典。
Just simply because we believe in faith and.
实在不是因着我们有什么好。
Not because what we.
也不是因为我们做了什么。
Not because what we have.
更不是因为我们比世上的人更强。
Not because we are better than the others.
单单因着。 恩典的缘故
just because of his grace.
我们就这样简单的接受的时候他就称我们为义
when we simply receive him, he justified us.
而且他还要使我们成圣
and he will sanctify us.
更要把我们都带进荣耀的里面
he will bring us into his glory.
所以前面这八章对我们神的儿女来讲太宝贵了
so the first eight chapters was very precious to us.
这是神这是我们的主在十字架上为我们所成就的
This is what he accomplished on the cross.
这是为什么我们常常要在主的桌子面前来聚过
This is why we have to gather at his table.
因为恩典太大了
Because his grace is so great.
我天天都愿意这样来聚集来一同来赞美
We would like to gather before him and praise him and sing to him.
那么从第九章到第十一章就给我们看见说这么大的救恩神是怎样做成在我们身上
From chapter 9 to chapter
11,
it tells us how God accomplished his great salvation.
那是神极大的怜悯。
That is the mercy of God.
那是神的主权。
That is his sovereignty.
实在说来，今天人在神里没有可夸口的。
We have nothing to boast.
弟兄姊妹，我们能这样信靠他，我们没有可夸口的。
What we can trust in him is nothing we can boast.
都是他的恩典。
All because of his grace.
所以亲爱的，如果我们中间还有朋友们，你还没有接受主。
If we have friends, if you haven't received God yet,
你只有简单的来到主面前就可以了。
You just simply come before Him.
是神的恩典。
It is His grace.
不是因为我们对圣经有多什么深刻的了解。
It is not how much we understand about the Bible.
不是说我们在主日已经参加过许多的聚会。
But not because how many gatherings we come.
好像到了有一天，我觉得我够了。
Until one day we say, I have enough.
哦，弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，不是这样的。
Brothers and sisters, it's not like that.
是神拣选了你。
It's God elected you.
神难道没有拣选你吗？如果神没有拣选你，怎么对属灵的事情有这样的渴慕呢？
If God didn't select you, how do you longing for this?
礼拜天早晨干什么是不好呢？
And you can do anything on Sunday morning.
我们都觉得周末是两天。
And we think the weekend.
其实我们这观念是错的。
We had the wrong conception.
周末只有一天。
Actually, the weekend only have one day.
主日不是周末。主日是七日的头一日
Sunday is the first of the week.
本来都应该归给主的
We're supposed to give it to the Lord.
我们从前都把这两天当成周末了
And before we consider two days as weekend.
感谢主，主拣选了我们
Praise the Lord, he selected us.
主今天让我们来到他的面前
He led us to come before him.
亲爱的朋友，你是蒙主拣选的
But our sisters, you were selected by God.
只要凭着简单的信，你就得到这样的恩典
Just simply trusting him, you
我们就和这个橄榄树的肥那个根就连上了
You will be joined with the root
这个橄榄树的肥枝就成为你的供应
the fatness become your supply
神丰富的恩典今天为我们预备好了
He's abundant prepared for you
都是他为我们做成
All he has accomplished
神在基督耶稣里把这一切都赐给了我们
He gave all this in Jesus Christ
那我们蒙恩得救了
And we
我们今天享受神在我们身上一切的丰富和恩典
We enjoy all the abundance
自耶稣来住在我心心里何等的欢喜啊
Since Jesus come to me and
他成了我的 成了我的良人成了我心中的安慰
become my beloved, he become my comfort.
就是在最黑暗的时候我还是可以唱歌的
Even in the dark night, I still sing.
就是在最艰难的时候我还是可以在主面前有喜乐的
Even in my affliction, I still with joy.
这个喜乐是环境夺不走的
This joy cannot be captured
这个平安是和环境没有关系的弟兄姊妹我们这样蒙恩得救以后
After we receive, we
我们看见到了第十二章神就把他拣选我们呼召我们的目的来告诉我们
And then in chapter 12 and then he tells us the purpose he selected us
弟兄姊妹我们蒙恩得救是有目的的
there is a purpose for us to
receive 我们被造本身就是好的
We were created, that is a glory
神造我们就是把我们带进一个荣耀的里面
In order to,
把我们带进他向着我们的旨意的里面
He will take us into his purpose.
今天他没有把我们一下子抬到提下得救以后就把我们提到天上去
heaven after we
今天还让我们留在地上
He remained us on the earth
让我们在地上干什么呢
What for?
是不是就让我们过着比从前更好的生活呢
He wants us to have a better life than before
那么从前我们心中没有喜乐现在有喜乐了
We didn't have joy now we have it
从前我们有倚靠现在有倚靠了
No one can depend on now we have one
然后我们今天就靠着主我们就好好的在地上扎根了
By the mercy of God we can root it in
从前我们的地上扎根的时候没有依靠的。
Before we root in, there is no one we can depend on.
今天我们得救了，是不是我们就多了一个依靠？然后我们就好好地上活着，在地上我们找到许多的盼望呢
？After we that we have one we can depend, we have better life on earth.
哦，弟兄姊妹，神的恩典他了。
And the grace of God.
如果神的目的乃是让我们的地上只是过一点点好的日子
，If the purpose for God is to let us have better life on earth,
我觉得他最好把我们现在都提到天上去。
And he'd better lift it, capture us right now.
你今天所有的。这个难过的事情都没有了。
And then you have no afflictions anymore.
你每天睡不着觉的时候想的那些事情都没有了。
And then you are sleepless, and nothing can make you sleepless.
到主面前去何等的好呢
？And how great is to go with?
为什么他把我们留在地上呢
？Why he let us stay on earth?
弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，他把我们留在地上，来让我们在这地上成为他的见证。
Brothers and sisters, he let us stay on the earth because he wants us to be his testimony.
这是我们不明白的。
This.
如果神要是出去派个天使传福音，比我们容易多了。
God sent angels to share gospel, that will be easier.
凡不信耶稣的，全都是这个瘫痪不能动。
All the unbelievers, they will be paralyzed.
谁信谁就。
And then who's believer? They
信不信就举手，一举手全都动了。
If you raise your and then you can.
神要派一个天使去传，比我们这容易多了。
God sent angels to share gospel.
你看我们这多么艰难呐、
啊！ Are we sure?
你看我们又祷告又预备，然后还有唱诗歌，还有讲道，最后还有陪谈，还有去看望，最后还有福音聚会，太多事情了。
We prepare. We have a gospel meeting. We have to visit people and so many.
如果有果效还好一点。
That's sometimes we bear nothing. And we share gospel, no one wants to be saved.
好不容易一个信徒他就不来了。
And there is one believer that he's not coming to church.
弟兄姊妹，你看看这个到底为什么主把我们摆在地上呢
？And why Lord let us stay on the earth?
弟兄姊妹，神的美意实在是我们测不透的。
His good will is beyond our imagination.
竟然要愿意借着我们这些这么笨。这么软弱的器皿，来把他的荣耀显出来。
His glory through the weakness vessels like
不仅是个单个的显出来
，not only and then reveal individually。
他让我们再一显出来
，He will let us to reveal this。
这更奇妙了
，This is amazing。
弟兄姊妹，你想一想，你和谁可以真的是在地上任何两个人能不能在一起？
And then think about it. Can you really live harmony with anyone?
我们任何两个人放在一起，一定有毛病的。
If we put two people together, there must be.
没有两个人是一样的。
There's no people are the same.
我们这个总觉得对方总是有些地方是我们看不惯的。
We think the other one has something that we don't like.
我们开始谈恋爱的时候，觉得他什么都美。
When we are in love, we think that person is perfect.
如果能够嫁给他，这一辈子就没有问题了。
If you marry him, then your rest of life.
但你没有想到，其实你生命中所有的问题都是因着他的缘故。
And then you think all your problems because of him.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现说，我们没有两个人可以放在一起的。
There are no people can live together harmony.
神把我们在教会里建造在一起。
But God edify us in church.
我们怎么能够在一起为他做见证呢
？How testify him together？
我们当然要让他在我们身上做点改变的工作。
Of course, we want him to change us.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这个一滴不被他改变的
，If we don't want him change，
家庭里面绝对没有喜乐。
There is no joy in the family.
神的教会没有平安。
There is no peace at God's church.
所以你看罗马书十二章一上来就说，你们要把自己当作活祭献给神。
So in chapter 12, it says at the beginning, it says you have to.
我们以为把自己当作活祭献给神，乃是说把我们的钱财给神。
We think we live, we offer ourselves living sacrifices to give our wealth to him.
弟兄姊妹，把自己献给神的目的，不是说你这个意思，不是说是指着说你要把什么东西给神。
To offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, now we have to give something to him.
是你让神有一个权柄在你身上来做改变的工作。
It is you that God has the authority to do the change work on you.
主啊，我现在是你的。
Now I am belong to.
你怎么切都可以。
What you can do by your will.
你这块太多了，就把它砍下去。
It's too much, you can't.
你说这一块，这个我们都是一个石头，都是扎人的，都是碰人的。这块石头， 这个碰这个人，你把它削下去。
If we are full of thorns, you just cut it off.
这个掺杂，你把它除掉。
And then you get rid of all the mix.
这叫奉献。
This is called to consecrate.
弟兄姊妹，你发现神的儿女中间，真的愿意把自己奉献给神的人，很多时候不多。
There's not many from God's children would like to consecrate themselves to God.
弟兄姊妹，即便是我们每一个人，当然这个我们现在可能还达不到，即便我们每一个人，我们都十一奉献了。
Even if we pay tithe.
弟兄姊妹，你发现神的教会的见证还是很软弱的。
But the testimony of church is still weak.
我们可以盖比这更大的这个房间。
We can build a better building.
装潢比这更好。
Decorate more beautiful.
但这并不等于说我们中间真的有神的见证。
That doesn't mean we have the testimony for God.
弟兄姊妹，我们首先要把自己的主权让在主的手里。
We need give we need let him.
他把你摆在这个家里要服下来。
And he will let us to obey him.
我们是不是常常觉得我们如果换一个就好了？
Sometimes we think if we change another person.
当然我们知道我们基督徒不能换的。
But of course, Christian, you cannot change.
但我里面有的时候我们受不了，我们真的想，真的起初怎么就这么瞎眼？要能够换一个就好了。
Sometimes you think I was so blind. I would like to change one spouse.
弟兄姊妹，这一个主权在主的手里。
Is in God.
如果我们肯服下来
if we want to obey,
你发现神的荣耀在我们上显出来
you will see, the God's glorify will reveal.
主显出来就是释放
if we reveal our God, that is our
主显不出来就没有释放
if we don't let God reveal through us,
不仅我们可以在教会一同的在那里侍奉他
not only we can serve together,
更是在我们生活里显出他的全能
But also to let him review through us.
与我们同在。
He is with us.
世人看见说，因着你在我们公司，我是就有福气的。
And the people said, because you are with us, our company.
因着你在我们中间，我们就觉得这里就不一样了。
So the situation here is changed.
虽然开始的时候，他们一定是轻看你、藐视你、侮辱你的。
Even at the beginning, they will despise you.
但如果你肯服在神大能的手下
if you obey for the power of God,
你肯在那里站在主这一边
if you are willing to stand for God,
刚才那首诗歌说的，良人呐，我的牧人呐，我愿意站在你这一边
like the psalm we just sang, it says, my beloved, I
我就站在你这一边，我只站在你这一边
I only stand beside you,
因为你是我的喜乐
because you are my
弟兄姊妹，你发现世人觉得说你的同在真的太好了。
The worldly people will say if you are there with them, it's so good.
他们发现你身上有一种看不见的权柄。
And they will see there is an
invisible power. 你祝福的就祝福。
But whom you receive,
你不祝福的就真的没有祝福。
Won't receive blessing. If you don't, they won't receive blessing.
弟兄姊妹，这是神把我们摆在地上的目的。
Purpose that God put us on earth.
那么，如果我们显出这样的光景，那么我们如果显出这样的光景的话
，If we really need to do this such situation.
我们当然跟神之间有这样的一个亲密的关系。
Of course, we have the intimate relationship with God.
到了第十四章，你发现我们彼此之间要有很好的交通的。
Chapter 14 it says we need to have good fellowship between us.
我们不能够，上次我们弟兄说，你不能选择你的弟兄姊妹的。
And then like our brother says, you cannot choose your brother or sister.
这个弟兄领事太好了，我就选他了。
And then this brother he leads psalms.
这个弟兄这个实在是我就跟他交通少一点。
And this one I don't like, I have less fellowship with him.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神面前没有权柄来选择我们的。这个一同配搭的弟兄姊妹
We have no right to choose who we want to work with.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在基督里面看见说这个度量何等的大呢
We need to see how great is the measurement.
主所悦纳的，我们必须要接纳
What God accepts, we need welcome him.
只有这样才能在这个身体里面让主的全显出来
Only like this we can reveal God's power.
让主的同在，让主的这个他的荣耀在我们中显明出来
And we will reveal his presence.
那么就到了十五章了。
And then we come with chapter 15.
十五章，如果你读前面第一节到第七节的话
，If you read from verse 1 to 7,
你这里好像还是继续讲接纳的问题。
It's still talking about the acceptance.
是不是这样？就是说，你看看，他就到第七节说，所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，是荣耀归于神。
And verse 7 that says, "Welcome one another, just." Therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you, and for the glory of God.
那么这里面我们看见说，当他在这个圣灵在启示第十五章的时候，他实在是那个灵是顺着第十四章下来的。
Chapter 15 actually is continue of chapter 14.
但是这里面你看见圣灵在启示的时候，他又往前又进了一步。
But when the Holy Spirit reveals it actually is it's step one forward.
那么这里面你看到第一节说，你们坚固的应该什么？是不是应当接纳那些不软那些不坚固的人？是不是呢？
Is the first one says who you are strong, you will accept one who are weak.
这是十四章的第一节告诉我们的。
That is what chapter 14.
到了十五章的第一节就往前迈了一步了。
Verse one of chapter 15 is it's step forward.
而不仅你要接受软弱的弟兄。
Not only you accept the weakness one.
而且你还要背着他的软弱。
But also you have to bear his weakness.
目的是什么？
What's the purpose?
为什么要主让我们这样来接纳？为什么主这样来让一直的来带领我们，这样和弟兄姊妹有这样的交通呢？
Why God wants us to accept and have fellowship with brothers and sisters?
他说，使他得益处。第二节后半说，然后建立。
And then in the half part of the stanza, verse 2, it says, you will edify him.
Building up, 哈，这个，你就发现说这个是这个神让我们身体里彼此交通的那个目的。
That God has to have the bodily fellowship.
要这个建立别人的器皿。
Become the vessel that can build up others.
弟兄姊妹。神今天在教会里面寻找的是一个能够建立别人的器皿。
What God is seeking is seeking one who can build up the
弟兄姊妹，建立是很不容易的。
Build up is not easy.
建立比拆毁难多了。
To build up is much harder than to
destroy. 拆毁很容易的。这个拆毁，这个根本不需要智慧的。而且还你这个甚至还这个连许多的愚昧都不需要的。
Even you don't have much stupidness.
圣经上说，只要有一点愚昧就够了。
But the Bible says you only have a little stupid.
一只的死苍蝇就可以使这个坐高的这个香发出臭气来。这样一点愚昧也可以败智慧和尊荣。
A little fullness can destroy.
弟兄姊妹，一点点的愚昧就够了。
There is just a little bit fullness.
你有没有发现，在家里面常常是一点的愚昧，今天这个家的喜乐就没了。
Do you discover that in the family, if the little stupidness, they will be destroyed the joy?
你发现一个家如果能够在爱和喜乐里被建立起来，何等的不容易呢？但你要拆毁的话，真的一句话就够了。
It's so easy to destroy. It's only
有的时候根本不需要讲话就够了。
Even sometimes we don't have to say something.
有的时候你知道我们这个脸上的一个态度啊，就整个把家里面就压死了。
Even sometimes it's one pose on our face.
弟兄姊妹，你发现说这里面在神的家里面，神何等的巴望我们每一个神的儿女在他面前都成为一个能够建立的器皿。
And how God wants all of us, the vessel.
我们是何等需要谨慎，自。
We need restore in a week.
有的时候我们觉得我们来到聚会，我们觉得今天反正有人服侍的。
And sometimes we come to the gathering and say there is someone serve.
我放松一点没有关系。
I can relax. It doesn't matter.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现整个聚会里面如果有一点的愚昧。
And then you see in the whole gathering if there is a little stupidness.
你就发现说整个所建造的好像一下子全都拆毁了。
The whole thing that we build up will be collapsed.
你有没有发现这样的事实呢？
Do you see the fact?
有的时候你发现哈，大家都很这个都会在那里做建立的工作。
And sometimes you see everyone is trying to build up.
有的时候一个不合适的一个话语，一个甚至就是一个玩笑的话，整个这一晚上所建立的统统拆毁。
And maybe sometimes just one word improperly or just one joke will destroy what we build up the whole night.
弟兄姊妹，神盼望我们不仅能 成为一个弟兄姊妹的一个人。
Brother and sister, not only helps us to become
to edify each other. 我们更能够来建立我们的弟兄姊妹。
But also we can build up our brothers and sisters.
那么如果要建立的话，这里告诉我们，如果要建立，首先的这个我们的学习就必须学习背负。
And then for building up, the first lesson we should learn is to bear up.
弟兄姊妹，没有背负哈，就没有建立。
If we don't bear others' weakness, there is no build up.
弟兄姊妹，如果在家庭的里面
，in the family，
做父母的
，as a parents，
从来都不愿意背负儿女的软弱。
If they never bear the weaknesses of their children，
这个家没有办法被建立。
Their family won't be built up.
如果做父母的不到主面前去祷告，让神给我们恩典，我们常常能够背负我们儿女的软弱。
If a parent is not going to before Lord and then pray and then to bear up the weakness,
你发现我们来就就常常会迟到。
And then when we come to the gathering, we will be late often.
对，我们要学习在神面前成为一个背负责任的一个人。
We need learn before Lord to take the responsibilities.
弟兄姊妹，背负责任和帮忙不一样的。
To take up the responsibility is different than to help others.
因为等到这个事情一来的时候，帮忙的人都不见了。
When things comes, the one who offer help will disappear.
弟兄姊妹，如果说我们没有学习一点点背负的这样的一点的学习，
If we don't learn to take up the responsibilities,
你发现见证就非常软弱。
And our testimony will be very weak.
弟兄姊妹，我们要在神面前看见说，如果我们盼望成为一个建立弟兄姊妹、建立神教会的一个器皿，
If we want to be a vessel to build up brothers and sisters,
求主给我们恩典，
May Lord give, grace,
让我们来学习成为一个背负的人。
Let us to learn to be the person to
bear others. 让我们学习背负一点的责任。
Let take up the responsibility.
我想我们都愿意帮忙的。
We would like to help.
但是求主让我们仅能够帮忙。
And may Lord help not only just to
help. 弟兄姊妹，其实我们在神的家里，我们不是帮忙。
Brothers and sisters, we're not just to help.
因为这是我们是神家里的人。
Because we are the family of the of
这个客人们是帮忙的。
And then the only guest help.
如果在我们中间有还有这个朋友们，他们是帮忙的。
If we have friends, they are
the helpers. 我们是家里的人呢。
We are family.
哪有家里的人也帮忙的
？We don't help the family.
弟兄姊妹，这个我们在家里面，我们是承担责任的。
At the family, we are the one to take up the responsibility.
虽然我们可能承担的责任不多。
Even maybe our responsibility is just a little.
发现那一点点的承担责任带给整个聚会的是建立。
But just that little responsibilities will build up the whole church.
当然我们知道这个要想背负点责任不容易的。
And then it's not easy to take up responsibilities.
这里面说呢，他就马上第一节就说了哈。
And then in verse one it says.
其实是不是是第二节
？Is verse two.
啊，第一节对，第一节第二节都重复了哈，这个甚至到了第三节。都在讲，他说不自己的喜悦。
From verse 3 it says we do not please ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，如果一个想做这个背负的要在背负上有点学习的一个人，如果他想真的有点背负责任的学习的话，
If a person wants to take a turn learn the lesson of the take responsibilities,
就不能够求自己的喜悦。
He cannot seek his own pleasure.
我记得有一次带孩子去看这个游行，那孩子还很小。
I remember once I took my children to see a parade.
因为我去的都很晚的。
Because we were there late.
去的时候已经人山人海了。
There is a wall of people there.
所以你知道，当我带着小朋友去的时候，就根本就看不见了。
When I took my children there, we couldn't see.
那么我是可以这个跳起来看一点的。
I can see a little bit.
如果我求自己的喜悦的话，
If I just please myself,
那他们俩就没办法了。
And the children can't see anything.
那么这个为了要让他们能够看见的话，
In order to let them to see also,
为了让他们能够有点计划，
In order to build up them,
把他们背起来了，
You have to carry them.
你得学习一点背负的责任。
You have to learn the lesson to,
如果这个做父亲的一点都不想这个一点都不想这个这个一直都求着是自己的喜悦的话，
If a father always please himself,
在家里就没有办法来建立。
There's no way for him to
build a family. 没有人可以来背负责任。
Because no one can take up the responsibilities.
有一次，这个我从外边这个讲道回来。
And one time I was finished my service.
因为小朋友那会儿已经长得比较大一点了。
And then my children are a little older.
那么他们就说 ，Daddy， 说你去哪聚会了？
And then say, Daddy, where did you go?
我就说我去哪哪聚会。
I told them which gathering I went.
他们马上嘴就撅起来了。
And then they wasn't happy.
说 Daddy 啊，说那个地方那有一个很属灵的这个伯伯在那里。
And then you say, Daddy, there is a very spiritual uncle there.
这根本用不着你去讲道的。
And there's no need for you to go preach.
然后呢，这个妈妈就说：“那你们以后可以有机会问一问他。
”Mom said, "When you have chance, ask him."
既然你那么属灵了，为什么还要叫这么一个人到你们那去讲道呢
？And you are so spiritual. Why you ask such person to go there preach gospel?
那么我记得这个其实那个我们常常和这些弟兄们有交通的。
Actually, I have fellowship with this brother.
他就曾经告诉我这样一件事。
He told me one thing.
他说他们中间哈，他们让一些的弟兄们在那里服侍。
Among them, there are some brothers were serving.
让他们在这个有些话语的交通。
And let them have some worldly fellowship.
弟兄姊妹没有一个人求自己的益处。
No brothers and sisters were sought their own pleasure.
他们同心合意的。为弟兄祷告。
They pray for brothers and sisters in accord.
好把弟兄建立起来。
And can build up brothers.
实在说来，我回想起服侍主的，这许多的年日。
When I think back of my service this past years.
我真的是觉着弟兄姊妹为我在神的面前不知道背负了多少次。
I know the brothers and sisters, they bore my weaknesses so many.
如果我们在神的面前一点都不学习背负的话
If we don't want to learn to bear up others' weakness at all.
弟兄姊妹，神的教会里没有一个器皿可以这样被成全起来。
Brothers and sisters, there's no vessel will be built up at the church.
弟兄姊妹，神的家怎么被建立
Brothers and sisters, how God's house will be built up.
可能我们觉得我们真的是算不得什么。
Maybe we think we're nothing.
我们觉得说我们今天早上来聚会，我们能够背负什么呢
？Then you think I come this morning, what I can bear?
我们算得什么
？Who I am?
我们做什么
？What I can do?
但是弟兄姊妹，在你的眼中，当我们肯带着一个祷告的灵来聚会的时候
，But in God's eyes, if we are willing,
我们因着主的恩典，我们早晨就起来了。
By the grace of God, we can get up on time.
我们就来到了聚会的当中。
We can come to church on time.
弟兄姊妹，你发现我们就在那里来背负整个聚会的那个软弱。
And actually, we are bear the weaknesses of the whole gathering.
如果我们要学习有一点背负的责任，那这样的，我们要学习一点的这个。背负责任的话
If we want to learn to take responsibility,
这里面告诉我们，我们就不求自己的喜悦。
And then it says we do not please ourselves.
后面就说还要受点羞辱。
And then it says we will take the reproach.
你发现帮忙的话，从来没有人羞辱你的。
If you will offer help, no one will insult you.
每个人都称赞你的。
People will praise you.
哎呀，这个弟兄真的很好。
And this is such a good brother.
他帮了这么大的忙，对不对
？He have a great help to me.
啊，这个都是鼓励的。
And everybody encourage you.
可有一天，这个你说这个责任，我愿意来把它承担起来。
If one day you say I will take the responsibility,
你就发现有许许多多的事情是非就要落到你身上。
And you will discover there is so many reproach.
有些事情是完全是误会的。
And sometimes it's misunderstanding.
这些误会是你根本不能解释的。
And you can't explain those.
你只能够背着的。
You have to bear.
弟兄姊妹，这个背负不光是那个工作而已啊。
To bear up is not just the work.
是那个软弱呀。
It's the weaknesses.
弟兄姊妹，人都有软弱的。
Brothers and sisters, we all have weaknesses.
我们自己都有软弱的。
We are all weak.
我们都会误会别人的。
And we will misunderstand others.
弟兄姊妹，当我们来学习，来背负一点责任的时候，我们就发现说这些好像就要落到我们身上。
When we learn to take responsibilities, we will see those reproaches will come to us.
如果你说如果背一点的话，整个这个我弟兄就被建立起来，那还是不错的。
If you I just bear a little bit, my brother will be built up. That's good.
要是背了半天，他还没什么长进呢。
The problems you bear a lot, he is not growing.
哎，你知道有的时候这个一个人在神面前这个生命长进不是一下子的事情啊。
No, so the life grows so slow.
不是说我在这里讲了两篇道他就起来了。
It's not I have two sermons.
不是说我去看望两次他一下子他就在聚会里刚强了。
I visit him twice and he will be strong.
弟兄姊妹有时候不是背是背了。
Sometimes we bear the weakness.
我们也愿意说有些的误会没有关系。
We're willing to take up the misunderstanding, it's okay.
问题是这个建立是生命的建立。
But the problem is this build up situation.
生命的建立都是需要时间的。
To build up life needs time.
而且你知道你这就是你背小朋友，你的小朋友他就是很乖还好，有的时候他还上面还做很多动作的。
If you carry a kid, if they are behaving, that's better. But sometimes they want to play.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要忍耐。
And we need endurance.
那你说我怎么忍耐得住呢？
How can I
我那一负的责任已经不错了。
I want to take responsibility. That's
还有一些的这个羞辱。
And there is some reproach.
那这已经很属灵了。
I'm so spiritual.
那我怎么忍耐得住呢
？How can I endure?
这里面就给我们看见。
Here tells us.
赐忍耐安慰的神。
And here is the God give us perseverance and encouragement.
弟兄姊妹，神是赐忍耐安慰的神。
Our God is to give us perseverance and encouragement.
我们的神他真的能够把忍耐和安慰赐给我们。
Our God, He really can give us the perseverance and encouragement.
他怎样来安慰我们呢
？How can He encourage us?
他怎样的来让我们有忍耐呢
？How can He make us to endure?
他就借着他的话语。
Through His words,
他说从前所写的圣经都是为我们写的。
And then the words written before is all for us.
多少时候我们愿意这样有学习的时候，主的一句话就来安慰了我们。
Many times when we want to learn, one word from God will comfort us.
你知道主的安慰是何等的甘甜。
You know His comfort is so sweet.
弟兄姊妹，你盼望经历主的。安慰吗
？Hope to receive the comfort from.
你盼能够经历这位忍耐安慰的神吗
？Do you want to experience and such perseverance and encourage God?
学习一点点背负责任的经历。
Just learn to take the lesson to take responsibilities.
弟兄姊妹，我们学习在教会里有一点点的背负。
And to learn to bear a little bit.
当你就忍不住的时候。
When you can't endure.
你来到主的面前。
Come before Lord.
主给你一句话。
Lord give you a word.
哎，你真的知道主真的是赐忍耐安慰的神。
And you will know He gives you the perseverance and encouragement.
我不知道你们听到的时候有没有记住前面弟兄们他们做的见证。
I don't know if you remember the testimony.
我听的时候，我常常听他们是怎么样经历这个主的那个忍耐和安慰的。
When I listen to sermon, I pay attention to how do they receive encouragement.
我记得有个弟兄，他说他有的时候真的是觉着整个聚会的光景都往下滑坡的。
I remember a brother mentioned, and his whole
他发现他都背不住了。
And he can't bear.
背着也往下滑的。
And even he's, but it's going down.
那么主给他一句话。
But Lord gave him a word.
常常喜乐。
Rejoice often, always.
哎，就这么一句话。
Just this word.
常常喜乐。
Rejoice always.
他就从那一个这个绝望，从那个灰心冷淡里面就。走出来了。
And he went out from this discouragement.
我记得有一个弟兄，他跟我交通。
And there's another brother had a fellowship with me.
他说这个有一段时间，这个整个的聚会哈，他觉得他都想离开了。
And then he really wanted to he wanted to leave his gathering.
和这些人在一起实在受不了了。
And he can't bear anymore for those people.
这很好，真的是不能背了，背不起了。
Because he cannot bear and he can't stand.
他说他这个就是要走的时候
And just about he wanted to leave
主给他一句话
And there was a word come to him
主说教会是我的
And the God says the church is mine
教会是我的
Church is mine
教会是主的
Church is Lord's
他一下从那个灰心失望就起来了
He was released from the discouragement
弟兄姊妹人的安慰人的鼓舞 很快就过去了。
Man's comfort and encouragement will disappear soon.
主借着他话给我们的安慰可以持续很久的。
But the comfort from the words of God.
甚至有的主的一句话可以安慰我们好几十年呢。
Even one word will comfort us for several decades.
有一个年长的姊妹，她曾经告诉我，她说主就给她说了一句话，那个有在最艰难的时候给她说了一句话。
There is an elderly sister told me there is one word came to her when there was a hardship.
主就给她说，忍耐要成功。
And the Lord said to her, and then you endure until it is accomplished.
这一句话让她在神面前学习忍耐，忍耐了几十年。
And this word, and then let her learn the perseverance for several decades.
神实在是赐忍耐安慰的神。
Our God has given us the perseverance and encouragement.
弟兄姊妹，而且他给我们后面你看到了第六节，就给我们看见那一种何等荣耀的光景。
Our sisters in verse 6, and we see such glorious situation.
彼此同心，然后一口荣耀神。
And then we are together, and then to with one voice, and to glorify God.
这是何等荣耀的光景
！And then such a glorious situation.
神有的时候就把那个摆在前面的喜乐给我们看见一点点。
And sometimes God let us to see a little bit the joy before us.
我们的主在地上也是这样，因着摆在前面的喜乐，就忍受了。痛苦，忍受了十字架的羞辱。
Like God the Lord, when He see the joy before Him, so He was able to bear the affliction on cross.
虽然有的时候我们看的还不那么多。
Even sometimes we don't see much.
有的主就借着弟兄姊妹在生命中一点的长进。
But sometimes through a little bit a growth from brothers and sisters.
我们里面就活了。
We were alive.
有的时候，你知道我们在主面前迫切地为有的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Sometimes we are earnestly to pray for brothers and sisters.
你知道这个弟兄，这些弟有的弟兄姊妹已经因为一些缘故很久没回来。
For some reason, some brothers and sisters they haven't come to church for a long time.
你知道他们这个有些弟兄姊妹迫切为他们祷告。
So some brothers and sisters earnestly pray for them.
但是祷告了很久啊。
They pray for a long time.
一直没有来。
And then they didn't come.
还没有来。
They don't come.
但是他们没有放弃。
But they didn't give up.
他们忍耐。
And they endured.
他们在那里一直祷告。
They prayed.
有一天神兴起一个环境。
There's one day God raised up a circumstance.
从前都不来聚会的弟兄姊妹。
The brothers and sisters who won't come to the gathering.
一下子生命改变了。
All of a sudden their life changed.
你知道这些祷告的弟兄他们都活了。
You know those brothers and sisters who pray for them, they are alive.
神安慰了他们。
And then God comforted them.
弟兄姊妹，我们愿意经历这位赐忍耐安慰的神。
Brothers and sisters, do we want to experience the God who gives us perseverance and encouragement? How precious!
他知道怎样安慰我们。
He knows how to comfort us.
他知道怎样让我们能够忍耐得下去。
He knows how to let us to endure forever.
弟兄姊妹，我们学习在神的家里面负一点的责任。
Let us to learn the lesson to put responsibility.
虽然我们说只是一点点而已。
Even our responsibility is a little bit.
弟兄姊妹，我们来经历这位赐忍耐安慰的神。
But brothers and sisters, let us to experience the God with perseverance and encouragement.
那么到了第八节到第十三节这一段。
From verse 8 to 13.
我们在这里学习这点功课的时候。
When we learn such lesson.
其实在我们的眼中如同无有啊。
And actually, in our eyes, it looks nothing.
我们岂不只在这么一个小小聚会里就负这么一点点的责任吗
？We just take responsibility in this small gathering.
这算得什么呢
？And it's nothing.
这有什么呢
？And it's nothing.
这里就借着主他在地上的服事，给我们看见我们的盼望在哪里。
And here, let us to see the hope through the service of the Lord.
我们的主在地上哈，全世界这么大的地方。
When the Lord on the earth and in the whole world,
他这一生啊，几乎没开过以色列地那一个范围。
In his whole life, he never left the.
我们的地上所走的范围比我们今天在座的每一个都少。
The territory that our Lord tread in is much less than.
我们至少行了万里路了，对不对
？We walked 1,000 miles.
至少你到美国来了，对不对
？At least you came to America.
但是我们的主，你知道以色列地不是很大的国家呀。
You know that Israel is a small country.
你看地图的时候，有人还拿放大镜才能看到它的。
And sometimes has to use magnifier to look up their map.
就那么一点半环之地。
It's just a small pond.
他就服侍那些，他说照着这个神的为了神的真理做了受割礼之人的执事。
And he became the minister for the circumcised on the behalf of the chosen God. 英文就很清楚了，
这个执事就是说去服侍，就是他就来服侍这些受割礼的人。
He became a servant to serve those people who serve God.
不仅这些人数是在全人类的比例是很小的。
Even there has just small amount of people.
而且这个果先是失败的。
And then he failed.
不仅这些人不接受他的服侍
Not only those people didn't
反而竟然不法之人把他钉十字架上
But by the illegal crucified him
弟兄姊妹如果我们学习在教会里面我们有点服侍的时候
want to learn to serve the church,
如果我们的服侍一点果效都没有
if there is no result
你说我已经这个为了这个弟兄祷告很久了
say, I pray for this brother for a long time,
可是他一点长进都没有
but he didn't grow at all.
不仅如此他还弃绝了你
Not only you, he just despised you.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得盼望在哪里呢
？Where's your hope？
这里面我们看见说，虽然我们的主他的服事好像被限制在那个小小的弹丸之地。
Here we see even his service is limited in such a small area。
但是神他所要成就的，却是在万国中他的救恩。全都成就了。
But what God accomplishes, His salvation is accomplished in nations。
弟兄姊妹。这实在是神今天借着我们这小小的服事
But sisters, this is through our minor services.
让我们看见神所要得着的是什么
To let us to see what God wants.
我们不过是个小小的聚集而已
Here is just a small gathering.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里服事的时候，不是只单单为了这个小小的聚集被建立起来
Brothers, sisters, our service not to build up this such
small church. 你看那个跟随主的十二个门徒，当主耶稣已经从死里复活的时候，他们就问说：“主啊，你建立以色列的时候，就这个时候吧。”
When the twelve disciples and then see God resurrected, and he say, "Is this the time you build up the whole?"
他们一直想着主既然都在以色列地工作，那么一定他的所有的目的就在这个以色列地了。
Because they saw God, I mean Jesus work in the Israel.
你就是要把这块以色列地把它建立起来了。
You will build up this Israel.
这里面不是这样讲的。
It's not like that.
第九节。
Verse 9.
虽然他要应验应许列祖的话。
Because he will confirm the promises.
并且叫外邦人因他的怜悯荣耀神。
And in order for the Gentiles might glorify God to fulfill His mercy.
我们读这段话，我们觉得好像圣经很重的。
And we see the Bible is always repeated.
这后面讲了四处引用旧约的圣，有引用了四处旧约的圣经。
Here quote four places from the.
我们有时候读着觉得我们这都差不多的。
And we think they're the same.
难道使徒保罗就随便抓几句就写上去吗
？And Paul just randomly pick up.
圣经都是神所默示的。
Because the Bible is God's word.
你发现你读的时候非常的稀奇。
And then when you read, it's amazing.
第一处是从历史书引用的。
And the first quote is from the book of history book. It's in Samuel.
那在撒母耳记下二十二章。
Second Samuel chapter 22。
那么第二处圣经是从这个摩西五经，这个申命记。
Second quote is from the law of Moses. Moses is.
第三处是从诗篇里面117篇。
The third quote is from hymn 117。
第四处是从先知书里以赛亚。
The fourth quote is from prophets from Isaiah.Isaiah.
如果你要说旧约的话
，If you want to talk Old Testament，
摩西五经
，The five laws，
历史
，Moses history，
诗歌
，Songs，
先知
，Prophets，
就这四部分。
This is just these four parts.
对于当时使徒保罗来讲，这就是整本圣经了。
For Paul, this is the whole Old Testament.
整本圣经给我们看见神的旨意是什么。
The whole Bible tells us the purpose of God.
神所要得着的那一个教会的见证是何等的大呢
And then how great is the testimony God wants to gain
弟兄姊妹，不做我们的服侍是在小市场中心。
It's true that we need to be.
我们只是在非常小的市场，我们在那里背负一点的责任。
We'll take just a little responsibility by my.
但是神让我们看见那个盼望是何等的大。
But the hope that God wants to see.
基督的身体是何等的伟大呢
？And then His body is so great.
我们虽然就这么一点点的背负责任
，Even we just take little responsibility.
但让在基督身体的整个的基督身体的。伟大的这个身体的意义就在这个小的聚集里彰显出来。
But the great significance of the bodily testimony will reveal for little.
这是我们所盼望的。
What we hope.
弟兄姊妹，我们所盼望的不是我们这个聚会怎样怎样。
Our hope is not this little gathering.
我们所建立的不是只是我们这个小小的聚集。
We're not only building this little gathering.
我们所建立的不是一个团体。
We're not build up a body.
我们所建立的乃是基督的身体。
We are building up a body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，谁还盼望那些看见过的呢
？And then who is hope that is not seen?
弟兄姊妹，我们的地上所有的都是看得见的。
What we can see on the earth is we can.
这都不是我们所盼望的。
This is not what we hope.
我们。要盼望的看不见的
Our hope is on the things we're not seeing.
那是整个基督身体的荣耀
This is the glory of the whole body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们盼望神所盼望的
We hope that God hopes.
弟兄姊妹，你什么时候盼望神所盼望的
When do you hope that what God hopes?
圣灵就借着信将诸般的喜乐和平安充满在我们的心里
And the Holy Spirit will fill up the joy and peace and through our faith.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们的眼目只单单定睛在我们这个小小的
If our eyes are only focused on this little thing,
我们里面难得有什么喜乐
there will be a hard for us to have joy.
常常没有平安
And we don't have peace often.
更谈不上什么诸般的各种各样的喜乐平安
Of course, we don't have abundant peace and joy.
因为你尝过各种各样的喜乐吗
Have you ever experienced
我们有时候主是我们的喜乐但是主说这个喜乐味道都很多不一样的
But since the Lord is my joy, but the Lord says
这个喜乐太丰富了
But His joy is so abundant.
弟兄姊妹我们的侍奉我们的这个事情虽然是只是很小的一件事情
Even the things we serve is minor.
我们要在这小事上一直的忠心下
We need to be faithful for this minor thing.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们里面的盼望乃是整个基督身体的荣耀。
But brothers and sisters, our hope is the glory of the whole body.
虽然有的时候我们没有看见外面的改变。
Even sometimes we don't see the outwardly changing.
但因着我们盼望神所盼望的。
Because what is what God hopes.
我们里面常常充满诸般的喜乐和平安。
There will be abundant and peace.
神就是这样的来带领我们。
And that is the guide.
不仅让我们经历他是赐忍耐安慰的神。
Not only that's to experience His perseverance.
更让我们来经历他是赐平安的神。
But also to experience He's the God gave us peace.
那么后面。这个十四节后面一大段。
Sing from verse 14.
后面我们读的时候，我们都很清楚，后面就讲到恩典。
We're all clear. It's talking about the grace.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要这样的来跟随主，当然需要主的恩典。
Of course, if we follow Him like this, we need His grace.
我们若离了主的恩典，我们能做什么
？If we depart His grace, we.
无论我们觉得我们多么刚强
，No matter how strong you feel.
无论我们觉得我们的弟兄姊妹中间我们多么的强壮
，If you no matter how strong you feel.
我们是教会中最强壮的
，I'm the strongest.
我可以做任何的事情
，I can do everything.
弟兄姊妹，离了主的恩典，我们就失败
But depart God's grace.
后面来给我们看见说，我们要一直活在主的恩典的里面。
And here let us to see, we have to live in His grace.
我们要这个整天依靠主恩典的一个人。
We need to become the people depend on grace.
那么一个依靠主恩典的人，怎样的一个人呢
？And what a person who depend on God's grace?
那我怎么知道我现在是不是依靠主的恩典呢
？How do I know I'm depending on God's grace?
因为有的时候我们对自己不认识的。
Sometimes we don't know ourselves.
我们有的时候我们是完全依靠自己的力量的。
Sometimes we just depend on our own grace.
但是我们嘴巴。我们都说我们靠恩典的
But we confess,
有谁祷告说我们不靠主的恩典呢
who says we don't,
有谁讲到说我们不要主的恩典呢
whose sermon's not
那成了讲歪理了是不是
And that's not
所以我们不会这样讲的
we don't say
但是我们到底我们这个人是不是依靠主的恩典呢
But do we really depend on God's grace?
这里面就看见说依靠主恩典的一个人 这个就跟我们看见他有几方面的表现
here it says several aspects for the person who depend on God's grace
头一方面的表现就是他单单依靠基督
he's only depend on Jesus Christ
只靠基督。
Only depend on him.
因为只有主耶稣基督能够拯救我们。
Only Jesus Christ can save us.
除他以外，别无拯救。
There is no other salvation.
天下人都赐下别的名，我们靠着得救。
There is no other name for us to be saved on in heaven and earth.
一切都是我们做成的。
All is He accomplished.
不在主以外去找什么方法。
We don't go search method.
不依靠人的智慧。
We don't depend on wisdom.
不依靠人的能力。
We don't depend the power of man.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个世代何等的，各位看见何等的这个盼望，能够让我们真的给我们这么多的太多的引诱，让我们来依靠这个世界。
In this generation, there is so much temptation to let us to depend on man.
有太多的方法我们可以使用了。
There are so many methods we can use.
有太多的东西我们可以借鉴的。
There are so many things we can borrow.
弟兄姊妹。一个依靠主恩典的，一个活在恩典里的一个人。
Brothers and sisters, a man who depends on God's grace.
他知道依靠人的能力，最后的结果都是软弱。
He knows if we depend on man, the
result. 依靠人的智慧，最后都是愚拙。
There is fullness if we depend on man.
因为神已经说了。
Because God had said.
他要让。智慧人会变成愚拙。
He will like make the wise of the from the wise.
如果神已经了
stupidness, if God said so.
我们还依靠人的智慧。
If we still depend on man's smart.
最后我们一定是蒙羞的。
And we will receive insult.
我们最后一定是羞愧的。
We will fall short of glory.
我们发现我们非常的愚昧。
We will discover we are so fool.
我们看见我们非常的软弱。
And we're so weak.
他。单单的依靠基督
and he only depend on Christ.
而且只传基督
and then only proclaim Christ.
他不传别的东西
he doesn't proclaim others.
不传哲学
he doesn't proclaim philosophy.
不传心理学
not psychological.
不传这些世上的理学
and not the human.
甚至不传所谓的神学
even not theology.
弟兄姊妹，只传基督并他钉十字架
he only share gospel and Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，有什么样的一种的学问能够使我们在神的面前蒙恩呢
Not, what knowledge can let us receive
你靠什么能够得坚固呢
what you can strengthen.
圣经上说靠恩得坚固才是好的
and then the Bible says it's only if we strengthen by God's grace
弟兄姊妹你今天觉得你今天能来聚会你靠什么
and if you come to the gathering do you think what do you depend on
是不是今天主量给你的环境比较顺利呢
and then if you have a smooth circumstance that God gave it to you
是不是今天我的作业已经做完了呢
or you finish your homeworks
是不是今天我的身体感觉不错
Or you feel good today?
今天的天气不太好也不太坏
The weather is not so good, not too bad
因为太坏的身体不能来的不是太坏的天气不能来的
If the bad weather, you can't come
太好的天气要出去玩的
If the weather is so bad,
所以来聚会很不容易的
So it's so hard for you
来聚会得天气不好不坏才可以的
The weather has to be not too good, not too bad
你就知道你就如果我们要靠这些的话你就发现我们常常非常软弱的
If we depend on such things, we will be weak
人心靠恩德坚固才是好的
And then it's good if we are strengthened by God's grace
他单单依靠基督
and he only depends on
Christ 单单传扬基督
he only share gospel
也单单表现基督
and he only express Christ
这里就发现使徒保罗写的我觉得是很稀奇
and he amazed me what Paul said right
他说他写这些罗马书啊，是稍微放胆写信给你们
and he said he wrote the book of Romans as I boldly
他是
to write something in a,
他胆儿没那么大，就是放一点点的胆，放稍微放一点胆量。
He say I'm just a little bit boldly.
提醒你们的记性。
To remind me for some points.
你读罗马书，你觉得提醒你的记性吗
？When you read Romans, you think they just remind you.
我觉得这是大光。
And I think this is a great light.
用罗马书一到十四章的大光照你们。
The light from chapter 1 to 14 to shine upon
you. 你们坐在黑暗和死荫的人呐、啊。
The people who see the darkness.
看看这里的大光吧。
See this great light.
有十四章的大光照亮你们。
There is a light from 14 chapters.
弟兄姊妹，一个活在恩典里的人。
Brothers and sisters, a people who live in the grace.
他知道自己做不了什么。
He knows he cannot do anything.
除了基督能做的，就提醒你们点记性以外，什么他都不提。
The only thing he can do is through Jesus Christ, he can just remind your memories.
一个活在恩典里的人，不是在那里夸耀自己。
A person who lives in grace is not.
不是在那里表现自己。
He's not express himself.
不是在那里抬高自己。
He's not lift himself.
他单单依靠基督。
He only depend on Christ.
他单单的在那里传。 传扬基督。
He only shared gospel.
才单单把基督表现出来。
He only expressed Christ.
基督谦卑柔和的生命在他身上表现出来。
The humble life is it will be manifest through him.
弟兄姊妹太宝贵了。
This is so precious.
当我们这样来学习在身体里面来背负一点责任的时候
When we learn to bear the weakness
我们经历这一位赐忍耐安慰的神
When we experience the God with perseverance and encouragement
我们经历赐盼望的神
And we will experience the God with hope
我们经历神的恩典
We experience the hope
一段让我们看见说我们并不单独
The last parallel is we're not alone
我们在基督体里面
We are in the body of Christ
弟兄姊妹我们虽然有这样的心愿 来背一点点的责任
But our sisters, even we are willing to bear some responsibility.
但你发现我们是在基督的身体里面
But we are in the body of Christ.
不是只有我们一个人、啊、
We are not alone.
弟兄姊妹我们学习你看使徒保罗他这么有恩赐的一个人
And you see, Paul, he was so gifted.
他受身体的限制
But he was received the limitation of the body.
他有许多地方啊他都不能去的。
He said so many places he can't go.
因为那些地方已经传过福音了。
Because those places and has already someone planted.
弟兄姊妹，你读这句话，我不知道你有什么问题没有
？And do you have any questions when you read?
我每次读的时候，我都觉得岂有此理。
When I read this, I think this is nonsense.
哪有说有些地方传过福音，他使徒保罗就不能去的
？And there's a place other people share gospel, Paul can't go.
使徒保罗知道神给他的那一份。
And because Paul knew the portion that God gave it to him,
他撒亚波罗浇灌了。
And he planted seeds that Apollo watered.
特别让他做撒种的工作。
And God just wanted him to plant seeds.
所以撒过种的地方他就不去了。
So when he planted seeds, he won't go anymore.
我觉得如果让使徒保罗做浇灌的工作也很好的。
And the nice thing to let Paul water is.
我觉得使徒保罗是全才。
And then he's talented.
他是十项全能。
And then he can do everything.
你让他做什么都可以，我觉着。
He can do everything.
我就不知道他是唱诗歌怎么样，反正我觉着你让他去浇灌绝对没问题的。
I know if he can sing hymns, but he can waters.
你就看见说使徒保罗在这里受身体的限制。
And then you see he received the limitation of the body.
你知道他，我觉得在这个里面你读的时候，你发现其实让他最受限制的一件事情。
And here is what the most limited him is.
你就发现就是他还要去耶路撒冷
and he needs go to Jerusalem
他多么有恩赐的一个人
he is so
神借着这样一个器皿从把这福音从耶路撒冷一直传到伊利里谷
through this vessel and God shared I mean he shared
伊利里谷就在今天的南斯拉夫的附近从那里如你西班牙从那里如果去罗马我觉得非常方便
If you go to Rome or Spain is very convenient
但是他知道他得整个教会里所起的那一个作用
But he knows and how it works for the church
你发现这是所有的使徒的里面
Among all the apostles
使徒保罗是外邦圣徒和犹太圣徒中间的连接
And Apostle Paul he is the connection forfor the Jewish
没有任何一个使徒像使徒保罗这样起这样一个作用
There's no other apostles has the function like Paul
虽然要回到耶路撒冷对使徒保罗那真的是忧心忡忡
Even it worried him to go to Jerusalem
多少人站出来圣灵已经说了你去了以后就被捆绑甚至要被害死
The Holy Spirit told him if you go to Jerusalem you will be tied and you will they will put you in
他知道在耶路撒冷的教会已经偏差出去了
He know the church at Jerusalem went away.
整个的见证已经被犹太教已经给掺杂了。
And the testimony was mixed with Judaism.
弟兄姊妹不是热心的爱主，乃是热心为摩西的律法热心。
And the brothers and sisters not have the zeal towards God, but for the laws of Moses.
当他最后一次去的时候，因着这个雅各和这当时长老的压力，连使徒保罗都屈服了。
And the last time he visited, even Jacob and Peter Paul, they were
James,
give them, James, they gave themselves.
甚至说，你这样做一点事情啊，让大家知道你在外邦传的都是虚的。
And then the people say, if you share gospel to Gentiles, that's in vain.
使徒保罗什么时候传过虚的东西
？And then when Paul shared the false.
什么时候传过似有又非的东西
？And then when did he?
他单单的传讲主耶稣基督。
He only shared
在基督哪有什么是人有非的事情？
在
他只有一事。
There is only yes in Christ.
但是这一个犹太教的这个压力太大了。
But the pressure from Judaism is so great.
使徒保罗受这样的限制。
And Paul was received this limitation.
姊妹，我们肯受这样的限制吗
？Do we willing to restrain?
如果我们愿意在基督身体里稍微尽一点功用
，If we want to be function a little bit，
为了主的见证的缘故
，For the purpose of the。For the sake of the testimony of the Lord.
很多的时候，神把我们摆在那里，让我们受许多的限制。
And many times God put us in a situation that we will receive restraints.
我想时间的缘故，后面还有很多。我想我今天就不讲了。
The time is so little. I cannot.
后面还有很多方面的内容。
There are so many aspects.
但是我们知道，我们今天神召我们。
But we know God called us.
让我们蒙恩得救了。
Until we received salvation.
神没有把更很难的事情交给我们。
He didn't put difficult things on our hands.
有的时候可能就感动我们来参加一下聚会。
Maybe sometimes just touch us to come to the gathering.
有的时候可能主就感动我们有一个祷告。
And he touched us to pray.
我们就有一个小小的服事。
We have a minor service.
弟兄姊妹，不要轻看这一个小小的服
事。And sister, don't despise this little service.
你不是在这里忙。
You're not just help.
乃是背负一点点的责任。
You're here to take up the little responsibilities.
当我们这样来有学习的时候
，When we learn,
就有建立。
And you will build up.
你看不见的。
You to build up the things
可能你当时看不见果效的
Maybe you can't see the result
但是这里有建立
But there is a building up
在家庭里面更是这样
And so does a family
夫妻之间如果没有任何一个人肯背负对方的软弱
If a couple, if none of them would like to take up responsibilities
你发现这个家不容易建立
And this household is
可以说真的是很难被建立
It's hard to build up
如果我们盼望一个家被建立的好像神所祝福的那种家庭
If we hope a family will be built up like what God
is 是充满了基督的爱和充满了基督的甜美的家庭
It's filled of love and sweet of the Christ
夫妻两个人都要学习背负软弱的
Both husband and wife to learn to bear witnesses.
弟兄姊妹，这一章的圣经对我们每个人是非常重要的。
This chapter is important to us.
愿我们在神的面前有个祷告的心。
May we have a prayerful heart.
我们愿意因着他的恩典，因为他把恩典已经赐给了我们。
By His grace.
我们来学习有一点背负的这样的这样的功课。
We're willing to learn to bear up the witnesses.
好让主借着我们能够。来成为别人的祝福。
So that we can become blessings to others through us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
从前我们都是单求自己益处的人。
We only seek our own pleasure before.
从前我们都是单单讨自己喜悦的人。
We only try to seek pleasure for
ourselves. 我喜悦我就来聚会。
I like, I come.
我不喜悦的我就不来聚会。
If I don't like, I don't come to the church.
我们感谢你，今天你的恩典临到了我们的身上。
But we thank you, your grace come upon us.
你让我们今天可以成为一个。建立别人的器皿
Let us to become the vessel who can build up others
这是何等大的尊荣
Oh, what a glory
主啊今天你在这建立的工作
And then you come here build up us
就求主你先我们都建立起来
May you build us up first
因为你的恩典被建立起来
By your grace we will build up
因为你恩惠的道能建立我们
Because the words of your grace is able to build us up
因为你的恩典够我们使用
Because your grace is sufficient
早晨我们在这里把称颂赞美来归给你
We give you all glory and praise this morning
愿你的教会被你来建立起来
May your Church will be edified.
让每一个你的儿女都成为一个建立的器皿。
May all your children become the vessel to build up.
让你在我们身上都得到荣耀。
May you receive glory through us.
让你那个诸般的喜乐平安充满在我们的心里。
May we receive the abundant joy and peace from you.
听我们祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的。
In Jesus' name. Amen.